北与密抹相对，一峰向南以加巴相对。约拿丹对拿兵器的少年人说，我们不如过到未受割礼的防营那里去，或者耶和华为我们施展能力，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。拿兵器的对他说，随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必与你同心。约拿丹说，我们要过到那些人那里去，使他们看见我们。他们若对我们说，你们站住，等我们到你们那里去，我们就站住，不上他们那里去。他们若说，你们上到我们这里来，这话就是我们的证据，我们便上去，因为耶和华将他们交在我们手里了。二人就使非利士的防兵看见，非利士人说，希伯来人从所藏的洞穴里出来了。防兵对约拿丹和拿兵器的人说，你们上到我们这里来，你们上到这里来，我们有一件事指示你们。约拿丹就对拿兵器的人说，你跟随我上去，因为耶和华将他们交在以色列人手里了。约拿丹就爬上去，拿兵器的人跟随他。约拿丹杀倒非利士人，拿兵器的人也随着杀他们。约拿丹和拿兵器的人起头所说的所杀的约有20人，都在一亩地的半犁沟之内。于是在营中，在田野，在众民内都有战惊，防兵和掠兵也都战惊，地也震动，战惊之事甚大。 Today's Bible reading chapter 14 verse 1 to 15. One day, Jonathan, son of Saul, said to the young man bearing his armor, Come, let's go over to the Philistines' outpost on the other side. But they did not tell his father. Saul was staying on the outskirts of Gibeah, under a pomegranate tree in Migron. With him were about 600 men, among whom was a giant who was wearing an ephod. He was a son of Ichabod's brother, Artur, son of Philonites, the son of Eliah, the Lord's priest in Silon. No one was aware that Jonathan had left on each side of the pass that Jonathan intended to cross to reach the Philistine outpost was a cliff. One was called Bozeth and the other Sinai. One cliff stood to the north towards Michmash. The other were to the south towards Geba. Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, Come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised fellows. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few. Do all what you have in mind, his armor bearer said. Go ahead, I am with you, heart and soul. Jonathan said, Come then, we will cross over towards the men and let them see us. If they said to us, Wait there until we come to you, we will stay where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, Come up to us, we will climb up because that will be our sign that the Lord has given them to our hands. So both of them showed themselves to the Philistine outpost. Look, said the Philistines, the Hebrews are crawling out to the holes they were hiding in. The men of the outpost shouted to Jonathan and his armor bearer, Come up to us, and we will teach you a lesson. So Jonathan said to his armor bearer, Climb up after me. The Lord has given them into the hands of Israel. Jonathan climbed up, using his hands and feet, with his armor bearer right behind him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer followed and killed behind him. In that first attack, Jonathan and his armor bearer killed some 20 men in an area of about half an acre. The panic struck the whole army. Those in camp in the camp and the field, and those in the outpost, and the raiding parties, and the ground shook. It was a panic sent by God. This is the word of the God.
Thank you for inviting me, Pastor Daniel Jiang, to be here this morning.
谢谢张牧师邀请我们的 Tony 牧师今天来讲道。
I come to you at the request through Pastor Jiang of Shi Rong, Rong Shi.
是我们的姐妹石荣姐妹介绍来，然后我们的张牧师邀请了 Tony 牧师。
I first met Shi Rong when I was carrying out some training at the Scots Church in Melbourne.
在 Scots 这个教会培训的时候认识了石荣姐妹。
The minister there kindly provided a room for us to do the training.
那边的牧师给了我们一个房间做这样的一个训练。
And so Rong, Shi and others came to meet with us.
那时候刚好石荣姐妹跟其他的一些人来了参加。
And to learn how to present the good news of Jesus to others.
主要培训的主题就是怎样向其他人传福音。
Whether people are Australian born or whether they are new to Australia.
有在澳洲出生的或者是移民过来的。
We are sometimes challenged about how we may present the gospel.
经常我们受到的挑战是如何向其他人传福音呢？
We may think it's a more difficult task than it really is.
我们所想象出来的难度比实际上要大。
So to make it a bit easier,
把它弄简单一点来说。
I had it placed on your mobile phone.
然后有一个软件可以下载到你的手机上边。
And this particular edition that you can see on your screen,
现在可以在一个视频上看到的一个首页。
It is called The Way of Life.
就是生命之道。
That is the Chinese edition.
这是中文版本的。
And there is a new edition which you can see on my little mobile phone called The Way of Life.
Tony 牧师手机上边有个新的版本。英文叫做 The Way of Life， 我们中文可以说是生命之道。
And we had a little lesson this morning at the Bible study, where we went through a case study or an actual example of how someone had come to know Jesus through the Way of Life.
今天早上的圣经概览里头，我们已经过了一遍，用一个实际的例子来说明如何向其他人传福音。
About 6 years ago,
六年前。
I was called out of the business world to run a ministry in Australia and New Zealand called Bible League.
六年前呢，我是受到一些商家的一个邀请，在澳洲还有新西兰举办了一个名叫做圣经联盟的一个这样的一个培训。
The Bible League exists to provide Bibles all over the world where the Bible is rare or hard to get.
圣经联盟的存在是在全世界的范围之内，在圣经还不是可以容易得到手的时候，如何的传播圣经。
One of my pleasant duties was to invite Mrs. Esther Lam from the People's Republic of China to come to Australia to do a series of lecturesOn our work in China.
有一位叫做 Esther Lam 的一位是从中国那边邀请过来，然后如何整合一套可以到回到中国传播福音圣经的一个计划。
And more and more Chinese people in Australia are coming to the Lord through the work of Bible League.
当然通过圣经联盟有很越来越多的中国人来到了澳洲，而且认识了上帝。
As I journeyed around Australia and New Zealand,
我走遍了澳洲还有新西兰。
I visited many churches.
我也参加过很多教会的一个活动。
And I met thousands of Christians.
当然也遇见过成千上万的基督徒。
But something troubled me.
但是我的心困扰着呢。
I could see that our nation was becoming more and more heathen, more and more irreligious, more and more anti-God.
我看到的情况是在这个世界，这个国家，很多的人他们是敌基督，不认识上帝，他们是不虔诚的。
And pastors were saying to me that they were feeling desperate that their people were not telling others about Jesus.
而且很多的传道人、牧师跟我说，他们感觉到绝望，是人基督徒都不向其他人传福音了。
So I started running seminars and talks to help people know and understand the Bible better.
所以我的工作是在各地举行各样小型的培训班，让人家认识如何和别人传福音。
And during the time we developed the way of life to put on mobile phones so that people will be able to tell people about Jesus anywhere.
所以我们就做了一个这样的一个计划，把生命之道放到我们的手机里头，可以方便和其他人分享福音。
Now you don't need to have something on your mobile phone. You can tell people about Jesus anywhere, but it's important to know where you're going in the conversation.
当然，你不需要有这样的一个软件放在手机里，你都可以向其他人传福音。不过有这样的一个指导的话，更方便一些。
One day I was riding on a train in Sydney to a place called Chatswood.
我在悉尼坐火车去 Chatswood.
And there are many Chinese in Chatswood.
Chatswood 这个地区有很多的中国人。
And where I live in Eastwood, there are many Chinese.
我住的地区叫做 Eastwood, 也照样有很多的中国人。
And as I was about to get off the train, I saw that everybody...Before the doors opened, were all looking in their mobile phones.
火车到站之前，大家挤到门口的时候，我看到很多人其实是在看手机的。
So we concluded that it would be easy to get people's attention if you just simply said, "Have a look at this."
所以我当时得到一个灵感，就是说，如果能够在手机的屏幕上让大家看到这样的信息的话，就很容易就说，哎，反正你要看手机就看吧。
And so that's what began to happen.
那就是从那天开始，我们就制作了这样的一个计划。
Which brings me back to the Scots Church later this year.
然后之后我就回到了今年年初的时候回到Scots Church 这个教会。
So that Mr. Stephen Ladd, who has just joined us with his lovely wife Diane, he also came to this training session, and Rong Shi and Susan Tinworth.And there was Oladapo Fabusuyi, a Nigerian or African man. And there were a couple of others, weren't there, Steve, that first time we met.
今天在座的我们后边有 Steven, 还有他的妻子也参加了熟龙一起培训的班。刚刚提到很多其他的名，有非洲的，还有其他国家的。
So after just 1 hour's training, we went out on the street just to talk to people on the street.And just to say, do you have a moment? I'd like to show you this little presentation.
经过了一小时的短短的培训，我们就走上了街头，碰到了其他走过来的人，我们就跟他说，你有一点点时间来看一下这个资料吗？
And we would ask the opening question, Roger, if you go to the next slide. We would ask the opening question, what do you think is the point of life?
在这一个新的投影上，你可以看到一个，我们就是问的这样的一个第一个问题是说，你觉得生命的意义在哪
？We now have a different image of a man looking up a valley, wondering what life is all about.
现在我们看到一个新的版本是有一个人在仰望一个山谷，在那里沉思生命的意义是什么。
And there are plenty of copies of this book right next to the stand, to the table here. You can get one after the service.
今天也有在桌子上这个小册子，大家散会的时候可以拿一本回去。
Even though it is in English, the pictures tell the story.
虽然是用英文写的，不过不要紧，里头的图画已经把意思说得很清楚。
So there were seven of us, I recall, and we went out on the street. One of the ladies that was with us,
我们七个人走上了街，其中有一位女士也在其中。
She was from Colombia and she spoke Spanish.
她是从哥伦比亚来的，她会说西班牙语。
So as Oladapo and I walked up the street with this lady, who should be coming down the street but two Colombian gentlemen?
我们在街上走的时候，就在私下在说我们会遇到什么人呢？不过就在那一刹那，我们看到两个人，他们也是从哥伦比亚来的。
And they had no English.
这两位不会说英文。
And the lady who was with us, of course, could speak Spanish and English.
我们这位女士她能说英文还有西班牙语。
So she took the mobile phone and showed it to one of the gentlemen and said, "What is the point of life? ¿Qué es el punto de la vida?"
她就把手机从口袋里拿出来之后，就拿给这位男士用西班牙语说，生命的意义是什么。
And within just 5 minutes, this man prayed the sinner's prayer.
然后五分钟之后，这位说西班牙语的男士就做了一个认罪的祷告。
And there were joy and tears.
他们喜乐的眼泪流了出来。
As he came to Jesus.
因为已经来到了耶稣基督的面前。
Just on Collins Street outside the church.
就是在 Collins Street 的教会的外边。
Meanwhile, Stephen went off down the street to another location.
那时候 Stephen 也去到另外一个地点。
And I think he spoke to a young couple and then another person, and all of them prayed the sinner's prayer.
Stephen 跟另外的两三位也分享了这样的信息，然后他们也做了一个认罪的祷告。
And Sue Tinworth, who was a very quiet lady who would not say boo to a goose. I don't know how you're going to translate that, brother.
Sue 是一位这句话的意思是说她生怕大声说把鸟都吓飞的那位。
She saw a sad-looking lady blowing cigarette smoke.
她看到一个女的在那里大抽她的卷烟。
She looked very disappointed.
那个人看起来非常的失望。
And so Sue asked her, why is she disappointed?
苏就问了他：“你怎么这么失望呢？”
And she said, "I have a visit planned with my psychiatrist."
他说他要去见他的精神科医生呢。
A psychiatrist is a doctor of the brain.
精神科医生顾名思义是在看精神里头的问题的。
Although some people argue about that,
有的人是不同意他们是有这样的能力的。
This lady had had a 4-hour train journey to come to see the psychiatrist so he could help her get her head right.
这位女士她坐了四个小时的火车是为了见这位神经科的医生，为了把她脑子里头的东西把她理好一些。
But the appointment had been cancelled without her knowing.
不过她还不知道去到的时候才知道他所的预约已经被取消掉了。
And so she had traveled 4 hours for nothing.
所以他坐了四小时的火车就是徒劳了。
And the train was not going back to her town for another 4 hours.
而且回程的火车还要等四小时才有。
So she had 4 hours to smoke and look sad.
所以他剩下这四小时里头只有抽烟。
But then along came Sue.
不过好在有苏走在他那里去。
And she said, "What are you here for?"
她问你在这里干嘛。
And then she told her about Jesus after asking her, "What is the point of life?"
苏问了她生命的意义之后是什么之后，就跟她介绍了有关耶稣的福音。
And Sue said that there was a shift in her thinking.
苏说当时他的思想有一个转变。
Maybe the glimmer of hope coming into her life.
有可能是在他的思想里头看到了一丝的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, I put it to you that God cancelled the psychiatrist appointment.
弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你们，当时候神经科医生这个预约是上帝把它取消掉的。
So this young lady could talk to Sue.
所以这位女士可以遇见我们在街上走上去的 Sue.
And then I think Xi Rong was out talking and she also presented the good news to others.
石荣也上街跟人家其他的人传了福音。
And when we all came back together in the room in the Scots Church,
我们回到 Scots 教会的房间从再聚的时候
we discovered that only six of us had gone out on the street.
我们发现我们只有六个人上街。
And five people had prayed the sinner's prayer.
但是已经有五个人做了认罪的祷告。
Inviting Jesus into their life.
而且邀请耶稣基督进到他们的生活去。
You may be asking why I left the Bible League.
或许你会问我为什么会离开圣经联盟。
I left the Bible League so I could help raise up soul winners in churches throughout Australia.
我离开圣经联盟是为了到澳洲各个教会里头有机会去赢得失去的灵魂。
In a little while, I'll invite Sally Huang and An Wer and Long Shi and others who are with us these last couple of days to come out to the front. It'll be a little while. I will remind them with 5 minutes' notice, as promised, Pastor Daniel.
待会我们会邀请 Sally Huang。石荣还有那几天跟我们在一起培训的几位等一下到上边来不过现在只是先预先通知一下
The reason that God wants us to raise up soul winners is because Christians are either unprepared or unable to wield the sword of the Spirit
为了高举灵魂赢回灵魂精兵是因为我们在教会里头刚刚最后一点没有听清楚
God wants to bring about a revolution in Australia
那是因为我们的上帝要在澳洲这里举行一个变革
Some years ago I was in bed recovering from a lung disease
几年前我因为肺的疾病需要卧床了
And while I was asleep, I dreamed a dream.
我那时候就是睡觉当中做了梦。
And I saw a white book come down from above like this.
我梦里头有一本白色的书从天而降，像刚刚说的演示。
I knew the book must have come from heaven because it was brilliantly white.
我知道那是从天上降下来的一本书，因为是非常的雪白。
If you have ever seen magnesium burning, or if you have ever seen an arc welder burning, it was as bright could be.
如果你看过聚光灯那种元素叫做镁的燃烧的话，你会知道什么是一个最白的一个白光。
In the dream, I could make out a word across the top of the book.
在梦里头，我看可以看到一行字写在这个书的上边。
The word across the top was God, G-O-D.
那个字就是 G-O-D, 上帝。
And underneath I could make out three letters, R-E-V.
下边我看到三个字母 R-E-V.
But the rest of it was so bright I could not see it.
其余的是非常刺眼的一个白光我看不清楚了。
Was the word revival?
可能是一个复兴的字。
Or was it something else?
或许是其他的字。
Then a voice spoke to me from this book.
然后书里头有一个声音对我说话。
Through the body of the book.
好像一个子弹那样子从书穿过来。
And these were the words.
这就是这些字。
They have had their sexual revolution.
他们有了他们性方面的革命。
Then the voice said, they have had their socialist revolution.
他们有他们的社会上的革命。
And then the voice said, they have had their atheist revolution.
他们有了无神论方面的革命。
Then the voice said, now is the time for the God revolution.
然后声音说，现在是时候，是我们的上帝做变革的时候了。
And with that, I saw chapter headings pouring out of the side of the book in black print.
然后那当下我看到圣经经文从那本书的旁边把它翻出来。
So I woke up immediately and wrote down the chapter headings.
我醒了之后马上坐起来把这个经文的标题记下来。
And I rang up a web engineer, a digital engineer, and reserved godrevolution.com.au.
然后我打电话给一个数字工程师，他可以去一个网站里头帮我预留一个网页，我就是要把这个变革的经文把它把它预留进去。
And you can see 15 videos on that website that depict the essence of the book.
你可以在那个网页里头看到15个视频来说明这些经文。
From that time on, I had this great urgency to get Christians to go and tell others about Jesus.
从那一个时刻开始，我心里头就有一个紧迫感，要告诉所有的基督徒有机会去跟其他人传福音。
In my own life, I have seen many people come to Jesus.
在我自己的生活经历里头，我看到很多人接受了耶稣基督的福音。
Particularly since 1994.
特别是1994年之后。
In 1994, I was up the back of the church.
在1994年的时候，我是在负责一个教会的。
And a lady like JoJo was playing the piano on the platform.
好像梁平平今天在这里所侍奉的一样。
It was a song to the Holy Spirit.
那是一个赞美圣灵的一个诗歌。
And I was up the back of the church.
我是在教会的后边。
And I know, except here,people who sit up the back of the church are not as committed as the people who sit up the front.
这么说吧，如果坐在后边的各位可能比不上坐在前边的比较虔诚。
Except here.
当然不是指今天坐的这个各位啊。
Normally I would sit up the front where Pastor Daniel was.
一般来说我是坐在前面，像詹牧师现在坐的位置。
But that day,I was up the back because my heart was dim. The light had grown dim in my life.
那天我为什么坐在教会的后排呢？因为那时候我的心里头昏暗了。
I'd become too concerned about making money. I'd been too concerned about business, too concerned about my own affairs, and forgotten the call of God on my life.
那天我满脑子想的是我自己生意赚钱，我自己的私人的一些得势，而忽略了上帝的呼召。
And whilst the lady like JoJo was playing the grand piano,
就像梁平平在弹钢琴
，she hit a certain note.
她的手敲了键盘
，and immediately I felt the presence of God.
那一个键盘把我敲醒了，我感觉到圣灵在我身上。
I felt his deep disappointment towards me.
我感觉到圣灵对我大失所望。
That I hadn't been telling people about Jesus.
因为我没有跟人传福音。
And I was overcome with grief.
我把自己的委屈把它放大了。
And I began to cry and I could not stop crying.
然后我不能自制的大声的痛哭。
The floor was like the floor here in this church.
那时候的地板跟这个地板差不多。
And before long, there was a pool this wide of tears on the floor.
不过那时候在地上有一滩挺大的泪水。
A man was handing me tissues by the handful.
有一个男士在我旁边他给我一大堆的那个纸巾。
When I went home, I could not stop crying.
那天我回家之后还是不能停止流泪。
And after a while, I'd go to prayer meetings and I'd be crying through the whole prayer meeting.
之后去参加一个祷告会，我更加哭得不成人了。
And soon my weeping turned for weeping for souls. weeping for people who were not saved.
那时候我的眼泪不只为自己而流，而是为了那些失丧的灵魂而流。
And suddenly, everywhere I'd go, I'd talk to people about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit would come upon them, and they would be saved.
突然间，不论我到哪里去，不论什么时候，我都跟人家传福音，而且感觉到每一次圣灵都与我同在，给我力量。
One young man came to visit my home to study the Gospel of John.
有一个年轻人到我的家里来学习约翰福音。
And I was going through John chapter 2 with him.
我在跟他分享约翰福音第二章。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit fell upon this young man.
突然间，圣灵重重地降在这位年轻人的身上。
And he said, "My God, you're real."
他说，神啊，你是真实的存在。
Then he sensed the deep disappointment of the Lord towards his life.
然后他说，他的生命里头有很多的失望。
And he said, "I will never disappoint you again."
他说，我不会再让你再次的失望。
And that young man has led all his family to Jesus.
从此之后，这位年轻人带他全家信主。
His father,
他的父亲
；his mother,
母亲
；his brother Michael,
他的兄弟
；his sister Jane,
他的姐妹 Jane,
his brother Tim.
还有一个兄弟 Tim,
and many others beside.
还有周围的很多人。
He really knows the Lord now.
他现在应该非常的认识主了。
Another man I met when I shared Jesus with him.
另外一位年轻人，一位男士，我跟他分享福音的时候。
He and his girlfriend did not want to know about it.
他和他的女朋友说不想知道。
So.I did not persist.
我没有坚持。
But I just decided to pray.
我只是决定要为他们祷告。
Some months later, this young man was visiting Sydney with his girlfriend.
过了几个月，这个人跟他的女朋友来悉尼。
Saturday afternoon, they were in bed together.
星期六的下午，他们两个在睡觉。
It was about 1 o'clock.
大概一点左右。
Suddenly, he felt.A great pain of guilt hit his chest while he was asleep.
突然间他感觉到在他的胸口里头有一个因为罪恶感而产生的痛苦。
With a start, he got out of bed and looked back at the girl in the bed asleep.
然后他突然间就起来看他旁边睡觉的女朋友。
And he felt that someone or something was saying to him, "You're just using her."
他感觉到有一个声音或者有人跟他说你是在利用这个女的。
He was a very hard man.
他是一个不是很能容易相处的人。
A really tough guy.
非常的顽梗。
But he could not resist the Holy Ghost.
不过他抵挡不住圣灵。
And suddenly he began to cry.
然后他就哭了。
Could not stop crying.
不能
He staggered to a chair.
他自己挪到一个椅子上坐下来。
And for 40 minutes cried uncontrollably over his sins.
不停地哭了，为了他的罪哭了40分钟。
And then the Lord spoke to him and said, "This is enough."
然后主跟他说，够了。
And he said, day and night following, he searched the Bible looking for clues.
然后他日日月月地寻找一个答案，所以就不断地在研读圣经。
And then he contacted me, and I prayed with him to receive Jesus.
然后他就联系了我，我跟他祷告，让他接受主耶稣基督。
And he was baptized.
然后他受了洗。
Today he lives in Melbourne.
现在他住在墨尔本。
And all his family worships the Lord.
他的家人也一样到教会崇拜主。
A great miracle.
这是一个奇迹。
I could go on with many other stories.
我当然可以告诉各位更多的例子。
If you want to see the stories, you can go to australiaforjesus.org.au.
如果你想知道更多这些例子的话，这个网站就是 Australia for Jesus.
This man tells his story there.
这些得救的人在里头做了见证。
Now, the reason I've been explaining these things,
告诉这些事情的原因是
is that God wants to raise up and form an army of soul winners across our nation.
是因为上帝要在我们这个国家里头兴起一般能够拯救灵魂、赢得灵魂的精兵。
I believe he wants to have in every church a body of men and women who will purposefully win souls.
我相信上帝的旨意是要在各个教会里头，兄弟姐妹都有这个机会去参加加进这个赢得灵魂精兵的行列。
And so today, I want you to think about becoming a soul winner.
今天我想各位想好好想一下，思想一下如何成为赢得灵魂的精兵的一员。
Now I notice that Pastor Daniel is a very humble and gentle man.
我们的詹牧师是一个谦卑而且温柔的牧师。
He knows his Bible very well.
对圣经非常的熟悉。
He speaks English very well.
英文特好。
But yesterday when we went out on the street here at Mitcham across the road,
就是在昨天吧，来到了这个 Mitcham 街道上边。
He said, I want to watch you and learn.
他还说谦卑地说我想看看你然后怎么做我来学习。
So here he is, an expert in theology, and he said, I want to watch you and learn.
他是说我们的詹牧师本身就是神学的一个专家了，不过他还说我还是要来学习。
And so we spoke to many people.
我们跟很多人对话。
And during the afternoon, by my estimate, we showed the gospel to about 10 people.
估计在到下午时分，我们总共跟十个人分享了福音。
And we can account for 3 people who prayed the sinner's prayer.
我们可以认定其中三位做了认罪的祷告。
But we had respectful conversations with quite a number of people, with Chris,and Emma, and Yuan, and Alex, and Christy.
Chris, Emma, Grant, Christy, 这些人我们都跟他做了一个比较大家互相尊重的沟通。
Pastor Daniel and I, and he shared his testimony with them.
那么，詹牧师，我都跟他们分享了一些见证。
It is always a good thing to share the gospel with others.
和别人分享福音告诉他们好消息，这是一个好的事情。
You never know when God will move on those people's lives and change them miraculously.
因为我们并不知道神用什么方法，在什么时候让某个人的心里得到一个感动。
So I've encouraged Pastor Daniel to have a little card that he can give to people to invite them to the church.
所以鼓励詹牧师去做一个小小的卡片，我们弟兄姐妹可以带着这卡片，见到人的话就邀请他们来教会。
And perhaps to have also an English Bible study as well as a Chinese Bible study.
而且我们的查经班除了中文最好也是有英文的。
Just the other day in Chatswood in Sydney.
像那一次在悉尼的 Chatswood 一样。
A.K. Lim.
A.K. Lim.
And my wife, Marie Louise.
还有Tony 的太太。
太太 ,yeah. McLennan 太太。
太太。
went out, spoke to a man, a young man, 30-year-old Irish engineer.
出去见到一个30岁爱尔兰籍的工程师跟他们对话。
He prayed the sinner's prayer.
这位工程师做了一个认罪的祷告。
A.K. Lim picked him up the next day, brought him to church.
第二天 ,A.K. Lim 就把他接到了教会。
And then I took him home from the church.
Tony 牧师从教会又把他接回了家里。
And we gave him a Bible.
送他一本圣经。
And I suggested he read a couple of chapters from John, and we meet again on Tuesday.
然后就建议他在约翰福音里头找几个章节先读读，在星期一的时候再见面。
So I rang him up on Monday and said, are we still meeting on Tuesday morning?
星期一我就打电话跟他再确认一下，我们星期二早上还在见面是吧？
He said, I've read all of John and I'm now reading Mark.
他说约翰福音全读完了，现在是在读马可福音。
God was at work.
那是上帝的工作。
This weekend, my wife picked him up, and A.K. Lim drops him off.
就说太太把他接了之后，然后由 A.K. Lim 把他送回去。
So this is good news.
这是好消息。
Because in that particular church, not many people have been telling others about Jesus.
因为在那个教会里头，确实没有太多的弟兄姐妹到外头去传福音的。
And the same will happen for you as soon as you start to speak the gospel.
在我们这里一样的，如果我们开启了我们向人传福音的嘴唇，
people who are in the prison of hopelessness,
就算对方是一个受捆绑的或者是毫无盼望的人，
despair,
绝望了，
drugs,
或者是吸了毒，
alcohol,
酗酒，
disappointment,
彻底的失望，
broken relationships,
关系上的一些破裂，家庭破裂，
they will hear,
他们会听你的，
and they will respond,
他们听了之后会回应。
Even people who have their act together and things are going well will still hear.
或许他们的处境不错，他们的成就也比较成功，他们也会听。
One day, many years ago, I had gone to be with my mother and father in Kensington here in Melbourne.
好些年前我来墨尔本 Kensington 见我的父母。
And I was a captain in the Australian Army at that time.
Captain of Australian Army.
Australian Army, yes.
是什么呢？是澳洲军队的一个指挥官。Captain. 上尉。
An officer, officer.
Officer.
Military officer.And I was having a cup of tea in the kitchen, and my mother was peeling carrots at the sink.
那时候我在就是在厨房里头喝茶，妈妈在削胡萝卜。
And I had a nice uniform on.
我当时还穿着很帅的制服。
Not a thing out of place.
还有这些什么？勋章在上边。
Everything properly ironed.
穿之前还要好好的烫直了。
Name tags on, badge of rank.
这肩章啦，名牌什么都有。
And my mother started talking about boys who had been to college with me here in Melbourne.
当时候妈妈提到我在大学读书的一个同学。
She talked about one who was into drugs.
说其中有一个就是吸毒了。
One who was divorced after only 3 years of marriage.
另外一个结婚才三年又离了婚。
And one was, who was a prisoner of alcohol.
还有一个被酒捆绑住了。
And as she began to talk, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
妈妈说这话的时候，我感觉到圣灵在我身上降下来。
And I felt God's deep grief for these lost boys.
我觉得当时候的感觉是上帝为这些失散沉沦的人非常的一个关注。
And the tears came down my face all over my nice shirt.
我当时候忍不住眼泪流失了我那么漂亮的制服。
My mother was shocked that I'd be crying.
我妈妈看到我哭，她感觉很惊讶。
My mother had religion, but she was not a Christian.
我妈妈是有信仰的，不过她并不是一个基督徒。
She came and put her arm around me.
她用手搂住我。
And she said, "What is it, Tony? What is it?"
她说 ，Tony， 怎么了？怎么了
？And I said, "It's the Holy Ghost. He's weeping for these lost boys."
我告诉她，这是因为圣灵的眼泪为那些失散的灵魂流泪。
She didn't know what to do.
她手无所措。
So she went back to peeling her carrots.
她继续剥她的胡萝卜。
But then she said to me, "If you can do something for your sister, I'll know that whatever you're into is really from God."
不过她 马上说，如果你能够把你的妹妹带到你自己所信的那一位，那就是很好的。
So immediately I went to ring my sister up on the phone.
我马上打电话给妹妹。
And she said, come over and have lunch.
妹妹说，过来 一起吃午饭吧。
I hear you're into some funny religion.
因为她说好像你是进了一些什么很怪的一个宗教吧。
I said, I'm a real Christian now.
我告诉她我是真正的基督徒了。
When I got there, she'd laid out a lovely lunch.
我去的时候，她已经把很美好的饮食铺在上边摆出来。
But she said, I must put the clothes on the line.
她说我必须画一条线。
And I said to her, I will help you.
我说我帮你吧。
And in her heart, she said, now that's different. The old Anthony would not have done that.
在她的心里说，哎，旧的兄弟托尼不会是这样的，现在是不同了。
So after we hung up the clothes, we sat down to lunch.
刚刚说了是去晾衣服，他帮忙，然后去吃午饭。
And my wife picked up a knife and fork to eat. My sister picked up the knife and fork to eat.
然后妹妹拿了刀叉准备吃饭。
And I said, "Do you mind if we say grace before we eat?"
我说能不能先不吃，我们做一个饭前的祷告。
And she put back the knife and fork with anger.
她很不客气的把那个刀叉重重的放下去。
As if to say, I want nothing to do with religion.
她而且还说，我对宗教没兴趣的啊。
And I prayed a simple prayer.
我做了一个很简短的祷告。
Father, thank you for the food that we are about to eat.
天父，感谢你，我们将要享受的美食。
And I pray your blessing upon the hands that have made this food, put this food together.
我也感谢你赐福给那些为我们准备食物的所有人。
And I pray your blessing on this whole house.
我请求天父给这一家人赐福。
And when I looked up,
我往上看，
there were tears coming down her face.
妹妹已经哭了。
The Holy Spirit had got her.
因为圣灵把她抓住了。
And she said, I want to know him the way you know him.
妹妹说，我想进一步的了解你所了解的。
So straight away, I led her in sinner's prayer.
马上我就带她做了一个认罪的祷告。
And she got up and went through the whole house.
她站起来，走遍了整个家里。
And removed everything that was not pleasing to God from that house and burned it in the incinerator.
把那些不讨神喜悦的种种东西把它拿走之后把它烧掉。
So when I went back to see my mother,
我回去见母亲的时候，
I said, Joan has come to the Lord.
我说Jane 已经接受耶稣基督作为救主。
My mother and father were very oppressed with the change.
然后父母对这个改变非常的欢喜。
And they too came to the Lord.
他们同样也接受了主。
So my brothers and sisters, the reason we've had this reading today from 1 Samuel 14,
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们所读的沙漠记上的经文
is to show you that Jonathan and his armor bearer had had enough.
是要告诉各位，耶拿丹还有跟他拿兵器的年轻人已经受够了。
They had enough of the enemy dominating their country.
他们受够了那些敌人在他们的门前耀武。
And they only had one sword between them.
他们只有一个宝剑。
Only one sword.
只有一个宝剑。
The other sword that was in Israel was in the hands of King Saul.
另外一个宝剑是在他父亲扫罗的手里。
And Saul was only using it for ceremonial purposes.
不过扫罗用这个宝剑只是用来做形式上的摆设。
He was under a tree in Gibeah.
他在基比亚的一个熟瘤树下。
Doing a religious thing.
在那里做一个宗教的仪式。
And Jonathan said to his armor bearer,
耶拿丹对那兵器的少年说,
Let us go up against the Philistines.
我们上去挑战非利士人。
Maybe the Lord will be with us.
或许上帝会站在我们这边。
And the armor bearer said to him, Do what is ever in your heart. I am with you.
那兵器的少年人对耶拿丹说，你心里怎么想的就怎么行，我和你在一起。
And within only the distance from the front of this hall to the back of the hall,
大概这个距离就是我们这个聚会的会堂的长度。
They destroyed 20 of the enemy.
他们已经杀灭了20个人敌人。
This is an illustration of the power of the Word of God.
这是一个描述神能力的一个描述。
And the Word of God is the Gospel of Jesus.
但是神的话就是耶稣基督。
The enemies of our nation are coming in like a flood.
我们这个国家里的敌人来势汹汹，就像洪水。
But God's Word says that He will turn that around if we lift up the standard of Jesus.
不过上帝应许我们，如果我们用耶稣基督作为我们的兵器的话，我们可以把这洪水把它反转过来。
So we have the opportunity now to share the gospel with others.
现在我们有这个机会可以把福音传给其他人。
If we don't share the gospel, then we will become like what has been described by Jesus in Matthew's gospel. We will be cast out and trampled underfoot of men.
如果我们不像上帝的要求那样去传福音的话，就像主耶稣基督在马太福音描述的一样，我们就会像那些没用的枝子砍下来，被人用脚踩。
I believe God has sent many Chinese to Australia.
相信上帝把很多的中国人派到了澳洲。
Because they are bold in faith.
他们勇敢的有信主的信念。
Not just theoretical Christians.
不是那种极端的基督徒才这样子。
And they will preach the word.
他们会讲
真道。Now, I was going to invite Rong Xi and Sally Wang, but I think we don't have time.
本来想请石荣
just to give their impressions,
上来，不过现在看起来没时间。
And unwere to say something, but I think we're out of time.
本来要让他们来说一些话，不过现在看起来时间不够。
So what I'm trying to say to you today is that if you will take up the sword of the Spirit,
今天想要说的，如果你高举圣灵的剑。
This word can be on your mobile phone,
手机上里头已经可以下载的信息,
and on your lips,
通过你的口。
When Philip was preaching the good news, it says that he did three things.
Philip 在宣讲福音的时候说三件事。
First thing, he opened his mouth.
第一，当然要开口。
The second thing is he.Use the scripture, the Bible.
第二是要说神的话，就是圣经的话。
And the third thing is he preached Jesus.
第三，宣讲耶稣基督。
So with this little tool, you can get started.
有这样的一个工具在手，你就随时可以开展。
And miracles will flow in your life.
然后神迹在你的生命的经历里头会发生。
So we help pastors by training his or her people so that they can be good at bringing others to Jesus.
Tony 牧师他的工作是要帮助各教会的牧师来培训兄弟姐妹们可以去传福音。
Are we to have a God revolution in our nation?
我们是在这个国家里头将要有上帝所带来的变革吗？
Our enemy is horrible and cruel.
当然我们的仇敌是非常的残酷的。
And will do anything to stop the gospel.
他们会做出任何的事情来抵挡福音。
But there is one name that he cannot overcome.
但是其中有一个名他们永远不可以克服。
There's one weapon he cannot withstand.
有一种兵器他们永远承受不了。
That name is Jesus.
这个名就是耶稣基督。
And that weapon is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit.
这个兵器就是神的话语，就是圣灵的能力。
Jesus said,Now is the time.
耶稣基督说现在是时候了。
The kingdom of God is near.
天国近了。
Repent and believe the good news.
悔改相信福音吧。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Loving Father, we rejoice together that we are able to speak your word to this very willing and proficient congregation.People who love you, people who worship you, people who are keen to be all that you called them to be. So we pray, mighty God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you'll work in the hearts and minds of your people to bring to others the voice of salvation, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And Lord, we're not out to destroy people, we're out to see people's lives restored.We want to take up the words in Mark's gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. He or she who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he or she who does not believe will be condemned. Oh Lord, I pray that you will move mightily, that we will not just be theoretical Christians, but will take hold of the sword of the Spirit. And as we wield the sword of the Spirit,People's lives will be changed. Where there is hopelessness, there will be hope. Where there is death, there will be life. Where there is no future, there will be a future. And Lord, we pray that this church will be at the forefront of this work of revolution, a God revolution, to transform our nation, Australia, and New Zealand also.So that we will see a great uprising of God's people to condemn the wickedness that is being promulgated in our nation, to turn it around so that people may find you and find salvation and eternal joy with you when you come again in your great glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.